Hello, here we are today with Tom Grace, healing facilitator, healing teacher and founder of Grace Heart Healing, along with his wife Frederica. How are you today, Tom?
I'm great, Mark. It's wonderful to be here to share with something I'm so passionate about, and it's really good.
And just for people out there who don't know anything about you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I grew up on a farm in Tullerowen, County Kilkenny, Ireland. And I was farming the land there full-time from the age of 17. And at the age of 33, I began to have spiritual experiences. The nature realm on the farm just opened up to me, and the trees and the plants started to communicate with me. It was a really magical time and really amazing. And fairies began to communicate with me. And it was a really special day when a fairy by the name of Zanna Bunklin met me in the fields. And she and her friends played the most amazing magical music. And it's the most amazing music I've heard before or since. It was just a really, really special day. And around the same time then, the heavenly realm started to open up, angels and saints and different people I would have known who would have passed on from my family, and just people I knew that lived on the earth. I could kind of see them in the other world as well. Mm. I was starting to communicate with Jesus. He was someone I was close to growing up, and between all of these different beings, it was sometimes a bit overwhelming, but they made a big effort to communicate with me, because they had a very strong message that it was possible to actually change the way of farming and just change the whole farm into a whole new place that I had no concept of until they started to talk to me. And yeah,
And this kind of laid the ground for what was to become kind of a space. Your farm became kind of a space for healing initially, wasn't it?
They kind of explained to me that the Garden of Eden could be recreated upon the earth again, and that my farm could be a starting point for that. It could kind of be a model for that, and then it could expand around the whole earth. I suppose the Garden of Eden was kind of a concept that I kind of knew about, you know, but really, as I learned later, it's kind of like unity consciousness, like everything connected to everyone, and everybody connected and knowing they're one with everyone, and everything in harmony.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned this like idea of the Garden of Eden and Jesus and stuff. Would you still consider yourself religious?
I consider myself more spiritual now, because I found that when I could communicate directly to spirit beings and God and whoever the source of creation within me and within everything around me, that I didn't need any religion or anyone to show me how to do this. It's just kind of natural. So I really found I didn't need religion then, you know,
so
as time went on.
Beyond it. Kind of.
Well, yeah, but that didn't happen instantly. It took time, and it's something that developed in me, yeah.
Okay. And so what is Grace Heart Healing, and how did it start?
Grace Heart Healing, I suppose, started around 1996. When I began to see the energy systems in the fields, I could see that there was like this kind of grid system around the earth and in the land, and that a lot of it was damaged. And that as I observed the damaged parts, I often noticed that they would be repaired while I was watching, and that somehow by me being there was kind of helping that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, then I realized that, call it healing or whatever you like, it's some part of me was connecting to spirit in a way that was able to repair things and improve things to bring this original vision of the garden back to earth.
And you would have worked a lot with animals and stuff in the early days, because you were farming at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had a lot of mostly animals. I had a lot of sheep and cattle, and I had pigs, and just a small amount of grain. So my connection to the animals was very strong and very important.
And you gradually kind of started to farm organically after a few years.
I suppose even before that, I had some part of the farm that I hadn't spread fertilizer for from the 80s, but maybe 30 acres that I hadn't spread fertilizer on. And then I kind of, when I have all these visions and guidance then from spirit, I was being told to go completely organic, which I gradually did, and that developed in its own way. And a wonderful, when I did start to reduce the chemicals, the angels told me actually showed me how to actually channel heavenly energies into water, like angel essences we call them, and we got them put into the water, and instead of spraying chemicals, we were spraying these lovely angel essences around the fields, and that was so beautiful. Contrast in comparison to spraying such toxic chemicals,
yeah.
And that made me feel so much better, because often I'd have been sick, maybe after feeling very sick after using chemicals in the fields and things, and for spraying weeds or whatever. But the animals, this Garden of Eden concept, or this unity consciousness concept, was something that was explained to me by the nature realm and the heavenly realm, that like the heavenly realm needed to kind of to be bridged with the nature realm to for everything to come in full union. And that meant that all of everything on the farm had to come into harmony. Like, you couldn't have any conflict. So like weeds were something that there was kind of war on certain types of weeds, but we had to not help them to find a place in the garden. Like, this garden had to be all inclusive, so we were trying to find, you know, give the weeds space to see, maybe they had a purpose, and try and find out what that was and learn from that. And the same with every disease or bacteria or virus. Like, it wasn't a case of just trying to kill something because it was a nuisance. It was like trying to include them all into this heart space of love, of unity consciousness, and help them to remember, have they a higher purpose, or have they a message for us, or do we need to learn something from them? So
kind of working with them rather than working against
them. Yeah, totally. And then the wild animals, to try and include them as best possible as well. We would have had troublesome ones, like the crows would have had been robbing different crops or at different times of the year, and before we would have maybe shot some of the crows, or we would have had problems with the fox robbing, stealing baby lambs in the springtime, and we would have sometimes shot those as well. But so when I was shown this new way, I was said to stop all of that, get rid of the gun, has to leave the farm, so we kind of communicated with the being of the fox and the crows and the rats and the different ones, and to try and help them negotiate with them to find their place. And after many years of negotiation with the fox, it was a really beautiful moment when I had the sheep having their lambs out in the fields, and there was young baby foxes playing in the same area as the lambs were playing, and it it was just like after a lot of work, I said, like, gosh, this is great progress.
Wow, yeah, it's amazing. And so how did you end up going from this to working with people and healing with your Grace Heart Healing?
At this similar time when I began to notice the energy field, this kind of grid system around the earth, and that I had some role in repairing that, I began to notice humans too had an invisible field of energy around them, and that seemed to repair itself sometimes when I'd be near people as well. Somehow I was being used as a channel from spirit to do this kind of repair. So when I did start to work with people in 1997, I began to see different kind of colours coming down over people at times, but there was one particular pattern that had a kind of a woven pattern that looked like the DNA structure of the human being that I would have seen in science.
Mm-hmm. The double helix, kind of. The double helix.
The double helix, yeah, that's correct, yeah. And I could see that was changing to something more when I was working with people, and I read some spiritual books about some other people who were writing about the new consciousness and that was coming to humanity, and that the double helix was actually being upgraded to a 12-strand helix. So I felt some way with, you know, that I was being involved in that expansion in humanity, as many others. Spiritual people I would have learned over the years, and but I as time went on, I felt that not alone just to upgrade the DNA, I felt that at some point that we would be actually able to, as human beings, be able to transmute these mutations in our DNA and the chromosomes in our DNA that would cause inherited diseases, and so, like, that was something I really felt, had a real inner sense of, that someday that would be possible, and I would maybe have a part in helping that humanity to achieve that.
And when did you start to see this kind of happen first?
In around 1997, and then kind of as time went on, it was kind of more, but you're talking about
the healing, kind of the rather than this kind of, like, you're telling me about the story of the sheep, how you had sheep dying originally on your farm.
Oh yeah, that's correct, yeah. In, like, those angel essence we were spraying on the land, we were also giving them to animals, putting them in the water for animals, and we were using them ourselves as well, and lots of people used them as well, and they found them helpful. They felt it very uplifting and clear different blockages in people's emotional blockages and things like that. So after working with the angel essences for maybe 6 or 7 years in late 2004, and we began to get sudden deaths in the sheep flock, and I knew it was a clostridial disease, and that could be prevented by the use of vaccination. And under these circumstances, we would have got permission to vaccinate from the Organic Trust.
Yeah.
And but I didn't do that. I had a wonderful guide called Merlin, who helped me a lot at that time, and he showed me how to. He's told me just to get a container of water and just to be aware of the problem with the sheep, and somehow a cure was manifest into the water, and when I gave them to the animals, they got well, and that solved that problem. And after working with that with the animals a bit, I found that when I was working with people, that Merlin would ask me to have a container or a little bottle of water for while I'd be working with people, and more often than not, a cure would be manifest into the water as well for those. And we had some wonderful results from that, and like I thought, it seemed to be really the way forward at that time.
But since then you've kind of gone away from the farm as much. You don't have animals as much anymore.
Yeah, that was a huge turning point, Mark. Yeah. In 2007, Merlin told me that creating these essences, cures in water, were only a transition stage for me, and that what I was really to discover had yet to come. And I was asked to let go of my really busy life of organic farming, and I was doing space clearing land and healing land and people at that time, and I was told to let go of all that and let go of all of the animals off the farm as well. And it was a big farm, like 180 acres. I removed everything from that and just left that space as an open space for the new earth, the new garden to kind of blossom more, but without interference from humans, and myself included. And I just spent a lot of time in the early part of the time doing deep dreaming, and I waited for this new discovery to come. Little did I know that I was going to have to wait more than 7 years.
Wow, so 7 years of kind of a meditative...
Yeah, a lot of meditation and connecting with spirit in really deep ways, and there was a lot of growth in me in many ways over those years. And it wasn't then in April 2015 when things began to change. I was inspired to go out to start to working as a healing practitioner with people again, and land and houses. And when I started to work back doing again, there seemed to be a lot. Everything seemed to be on a new level. And during the summer of 2015, then there was like pieces of a jigsaw coming together to bring Grace Heart Healing as it is now into the world. And Frederica, my wife, had helped me so much during all those times as well. With her, she's a very, very gifted woman, and she helped me a lot, and she'll tell her story at a later time.
You mentioned that it started in April 2015, kind of the seeds of Grace Heart Healing kind of started to really kind of come out. But what started you back on? What inspired you to go back to it then? To just kind of start again after 7 years.
Yeah, well, during that 7 years of not physically going out there to make a living in any way, that somehow the money just came, and we were being looked after very well, you know, reasonably well. We had ups and downs, there was waves of, and we managed. And but at that particular time, like in March, the end of March 2015, gosh, there was a scarcity of money, and it was like, gosh, what's happening here? So that kind of got me thinking, is there something, you know? And then I started to, oh right, there's another a change in the plan. So
yeah.
That was initially, and then when I started to go out there, then I found there was an awful lot more spirit beings, and at another level I hadn't worked with before.
Yeah.
At a higher vibration I was able to connect with, and so like once they started working with me, it was like I had a momentum then that just kept going and going.
And how does this how does your healing method work exactly? Could you explain that for us?
Every person has enormous healing power in their physical body. Astrophysicist Carl Sagan tells us that every atom in our body was formed in a star.
Yeah.
So if you can imagine, like, every atom in your body was in a star at one time, and with that memory of the that light and this the connection to source, it's just a huge a huge potential just awaiting to be tapped, and it's that potential that Grace Heart Healing taps into to facilitate a healing for a person.
That's amazing. And how does that work exactly?
It happens through resonance. The facilitator evokes this connection to source within him or herself and awakens the atoms, and that awakens the atoms in the person receiving. It's like the person wakens up all this their light energy and this connection to source within themselves, and somehow by intention and when they're near the other person, their body starts to do the same, and that starts to evoke a natural intelligence and a natural healing that's already a capacity that's in there that a lot of our bodies have forgotten.
Okay, and you can also do it, you've also said you do it through distance healing as well.
Yeah, like it can be worked through intention as well. Once the practitioner kind of holds that space within them and have that intention, and our mind or our thoughts can move faster than light, they can travel faster than light. So somebody at the other side of the world, with our intention can be with them instantly.
And you've had good results with this kind of healing as well.
Yeah, I've had really good results with people from a distance, and it's really a matter for the person if they're open to say, like, to receive this. It's perfect. Some people they say it's not possible, and then some people create an odd block with that. But maybe talk to them on the phone or over Skype and break down that kind of a bit of a fear, and then more often than not people are able to receive the distance healing as well.
You've also worked at spaces and animals with healing as well. Like, you've mentioned animals, and you mentioned a bit about the farm as well, and the land having energy. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah. Again, like, animals are similar to humans, only far easier in many ways. They're less complicated. They don't have a thought system about what's possible or what's not. And
mm-hmm.
I feel it actually works far easier with the animals. And
this thought system can kind of block.
We can block sometimes block it from coming in, or we have because we create so much of our reality with our mind and how we think and our beliefs, and which an animal doesn't have that burden at all. So they're completely open and receptive to healing. And then as regards spaces, then. Like the land and we'll say our house and anything with matter in it, like the land has an ancient history, you know, going back thousands and millions of years, and
yeah.
It remembers the history that has happened over the land, and the same in houses and buildings. So for example, if there was a battle fought on a particular area, maybe hundreds or even thousands of years ago,
yeah.
That memory can be still in the land, and when people are living on that land, then that they can find themselves through history having conflict as well, and you know, through time, like, that conflict energy could be continually being perpetuated generation after generation, and people finding themselves in disharmony in that area continuously, and all sorts of relationships could find it difficult to survive in, you know, if that vibration was around. So when we're working on trying to heal that house or heal that space, it has three main elements to it, the healing process. The first part of the process is clearing the old memories from the land,
yeah.
From the near and distant past, and clearing the materials in the house and the land around it. Again, by evoking that within the atoms, that memory from source of all creation, and from that star energy that they were one time a star as well, that when that kind of comes up and a higher consciousness starts to flow and just melts away all those memories, and that's the first element, the clearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second element is then to help all beings, physical, non-physical, like that connect with kind of the higher realms of we'll say, like the generations of people who lived on that land before. Some of their spirits might be around still, or there might be some of them, you know, that had trouble, and they might be still playing out that on another realm. So we help those, we bring those into the heart of love, the heart of God, and to find their next level of existence and find resolution so that they can move to move on to make the space more beautiful for everyone. And they come in, and at a later point they can come in and help that space from a higher realm then. And when the space is clear, then the third part then is weaving in the geometrical patterns of unity consciousness into the space. And that's kind of like what I would have called the Garden of Eden energy, and some people call it the Christ consciousness, that place where everything is in union. So you have this new vibration that comes in, and so it's connecting to the spirit realm, the ancestors that were there before on a higher level, and that unity comes between all and all the atoms, and between the house and our body, comes into a new synergy, and this allows the space to blossom beautifully, and that people can really have a fresh start, and to move from old patterns and that would have been maybe ongoing through generations in area and in families.
That's amazing. It's quite, you've been known to get great results with that kind of healing as well, the space healing, clearing and everything. So if people want to get any healing from you, where do you practice your healing?
For me personally, I have a room in William Street in Kilkenny where I practice, and Frederica, my wife, practices there as well, and we have people who we have given courses already, and we have people actually practicing in New Zealand and different parts of Ireland as well.
That's exciting.
And we do practice distance healing through Skype or by phone as well. So we're very expanding, and
So if people want to get onto you, they can get onto your website, graceharthealing.com.
Yeah.
Or your Facebook page, Grace Heart Healing, on Facebook.
So I'll tell you a bit more about the courses then.
Oh yeah, of course.
We're teaching people, as soon as this Grace Heart Healing came into being in fully kind of in September 2015, like it was Spirit asked us to start teaching it straight away. It wasn't given to Frederica and me for just ourselves, it was given for the world. So we will be giving courses in Kilkenny, Ireland, regularly. When there's enough people ready to fill a course, we'll run one, and we like to work with nice small groups of about 8 people. But we will travel to any part of the world if somebody organises a group for us.
Wow, that's interesting. Now it's gonna be exciting times to come, I think.
Yeah, it surely is. Busy and exciting times, and it's so fulfilling to be expressing all this after 20 years of build up to it, and it's really a joy to, and I really appreciate you interviewing me on this mark. And
no problem. Thanks for being here today, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.